please welcome, a big glass character standing welcome, to Father T. Thomas O'Callaghan, the Irish Catholic priest who's giving up all the wrong things for Lent.
Hi, I'm Father T. Thomas O'Callaghan, and I'm here to remind every good Catholic of his or her obligations to the Church. You see, Ash Wednesday means more than cinema designed to piss off Jews, and McDonald's jacking up their prices on filet-o-fish. It means a Catholic's commitment to his good Lord and Savior by way of wee sacrifice. Take Father O'Callaghan. I examined my own life and decided to forfeit much for Lent. For example, just the other day, I was with me wee little friend Timmy in the comfort of me own parish. We took turns finger-painting each other's bodies in Cadbury chocolate, and right down to our own unmentionables, I tell ya. A mess on the floor we made, as we played like two aggressive little piggies in a tub of chocolate slop. And that's when it hit me. There's just something not right about what I was doing. Me conscience started to get the best of me. I could feel the icy glare of me Lord and Savior raining down upon me. And I knew right then and there it was time to give up chocolate. Oh, you heard me right. Chocolate cake, chocolate pie, hot cocoa, the TV show Fame, Nestle Crunch Bars, even the Hollywood picture show Chocolat, starring the luscious Johnny Depp. Oh, if he were only 30 years younger. Well, one sacrifice to me Savior were surely nice, but as I've always said, a good Catholic can always do better in the eyes of the one and only. And I wanted to give more. Last Monday it was. I was in the cathedral, in the midst of rehearsal. Myself and the altar boys must have gone through 4 bottles of wine, when before you knew it, I had Kippy dripping hot candle wax on me bare nipples, like he were ice in a cake. Then Billy put a few wee wicks in me chest, right before the wax hardened. That's when I had the boys light each wick and take turns leaping over me flaming body like a flock of tender sheep wearing nothing but their shorty pants. It was like I was in the scene of Lord of the Flies. It were heaven, I tell you, or at least I thought it were, when it dawned on me. Is what I'm doing right here? In the eyes of the Lord? The guilt, it started eating away at me soul like a pack of starved wolves might devour a trough of baby back ribs at your local Chili's. It was at that very moment I realized there was but one thing I could do. Give up electric light. That's right. Sure, the good father likes a good halogen bulb, but sacrifice is not supposed to be easy. It's why they call it a sacrifice, you know. But Father T. Thomas O'Callaghan, he can live without candlelight while he honors the Lord. It's inexpensive. It's a warm hue, and it helps mask a number of wrinkles and facial flaws. But was that sacrifice enough? No, not for a good Catholic of my conviction. There was a lot more that I could give unto the Lord. So last Tuesday I was on me computer, one of those interactive chat rooms that are so popular. I was about to ask me a new online friend, Christopher Found Nemo at AOL.com. If he ever went to the park without his mummy... When a web intruder named www.chrisisdad@AOL.com entered the chat room to ask, who is this? But it's like a light went off in me head, as sure it went off on me computer. Then and there, I knew something was wrong with me, and what I was doing could not have been right in the eyes of the Lord. It was a wee wake-up call. There was but one thing left to do. Switch to Earthling. That's right. Time to give up AOL for Lent. I'd save the church a monthly payment, switch me registered email name, and start a new buddy list, if you know what I mean. And all in the name of the good Lord. I am Father T. Thomas O'Callaghan, and God bless you.